Jeremy Vine on BBC Radio 2.
The only news program with an allotment and a poet.
Now, if I say guerrilla gardening to you, some image of a militant eco-warrior probably springs to mind. But it isn't quite like that. Gardening guerrilla style means planting flowers and shrubs in disused public spaces. And it's exactly what people are starting to do all over the country, apparently. Armed with just shrubs and trowels, they work in the dead of night. They add life and colour to neglected areas. They're not fussy. Any sad-looking roundabout or grass verge will do. So if there is a prospective guerrilla gardener near you, there's a chance that old empty flower bed in your street could come to life overnight. Let's talk to one of them. Richard Reynolds started this back in 2004.
That's right, yes. I moved to a slightly dilapidated area of London and thought, I don't have a garden of my own. I'll sort it out. I'll sort out the public space.
And the public space near you was what kind of space?
Well, to start with, it was the huge concrete planters outside the tower block I live in, which had been left for years. And once I did that, I began to look a bit further afield. I spotted a roundabout, I spotted a traffic island, and I thought I might as well just, you know, put some plants in.
I know there's something called seed bombing, where people are driving past wasteland and throwing seeds out of the window of their cars.
Yes. Now, that's one form of guerrilla gardening. I mean, it comes in all shapes and sizes. People are doing it for all sorts of reasons. Seed bombing is so simple. You fill a Christmas tree decoration with a bit of soil, some seeds, a bit of water, or a bit of tissue paper, and perhaps out of a train window, out of a car window, to a verge side, a motorway siding. Put it in there and it will look after itself.
Well, is it will, when it goes out the car window, hits the verge and grows?
Absolutely. You can download a seed bomb making kit from my website.
Right. And you now look at these roundabouts and these areas which you started on, and you're thinking, that's great. It's my work, it's growing, and nobody really knows.
Well, they know now. I'm on Radio 2. But the authorities are turning what I would say a supportful blind eye to it. And I have to go back, I have to look after them. I mean, you can put the plants in overnight, but it's a matter of watering and weeding, clearing the litter. I've got my little patches, but I'm keen that other people start doing this. And I've found out that other people actually already are doing this around the world.
But if you look at roundabouts in, let's say, suburban areas, the grass is cut on them, isn't it? So there's somebody from the council who's going around with a mower, is there?
No grass on the plots I've been doing. Litter, okay. Weeds, compacted mud.
Right, so they're really ripe for some
Completely.
Attention.
Completely. I mean, they're a blank canvas.
Yeah. And what have you got there now in the best one?
Well, in the best one, we have some lavender, which is wonderful because it looks after itself more or less. And we have some photinia. It's going to be wonderful in a few months.
Has anyone ever thanked you?
I have people passing by, pressing money into my hand, saying, I hear what you're doing, I see what you're doing, keep up the good work.
Has anyone ever arrested you?
No, we did have a police van pull up, must have been about midnight, up in Farringdon, and they asked what we were doing, and I said, well, I'm gardening, I'm doing a bit of voluntary community service, and they, you know, raised an eyebrow and drove off. That's as close as it got.
So they don't see it technically as vandalism or anything like that, and it's not, is it?
I hope it's not. It's common sense to me.
Yeah. So what next?
Well, I want to encourage more people to do it, and I have emails coming in daily at the moment. I have Ron, who's planting redwood trees down in Essex. I have Denise, who's been doing some foxgloves on the M42. I have a chap called Darius in Lincoln, who's been planting sunflowers.
So does anyone get a say over Ron's redwood if it grows to 70 feet and blocks out the sun?
Well, in 3,000 years' time, somebody might have an issue with it, but for now, they're tiny little seedlings.
Okay. And what's motivating these people?
It's about our space. You know, people can get a lot of satisfaction from doing their private garden, but a lot of these guerrilla gardeners, actually, they have their own gardens, but they're bored of them because it's not that something that everybody can enjoy. So it's about gardening and sharing it with everybody and actually having a lot of fun. I've been meeting all sorts of interesting people who sign up to the website, say, I want to volunteer, and we almost have a party.
Do you regard the front garden of a house as your own space? Would you jump over the garden wall at night and bomb it?
No. It's got to be, it's what I'd say communal. It's not trespass, but people do guerrilla gardening in all sorts of ways.
Is it expensive to do?
Well, I've invested, over the 2 years I've been doing it, I've put about £700 in, which, you know, for a big hobby, I think is reasonable. I don't feel I'm being massively charitable. I've received a lot of donations recently, which makes it much more viable. But it needn't be expensive. I mean, you can find friends with allotments, glass houses.
That we are obsessed seedlings. With allotments on this program, actually, so you won't need to encourage anybody with that. Yeah, I'm going to give you a chance to say your website in a second, so don't worry. James Buckley in Darwin in Lancashire. You're listening to this with interest, James.
I am indeed, yes.
Tell us why.
Well, I'm disabled. I'm 69. My housing association landlord is continually giving me earache about my garden, which is running wild, you know. I've chucked some wildflower seeds down for a couple of years, but nothing's come up. These people can come and do mine if they want.
Would you respond to an offer like that?
Well, I mean, potentially. I mean, if it's something a lot of people can enjoy. For me, I love gardening. I don't have a garden. This is one way of gardening. So if you're going to offer me your space, then yeah, perhaps I could come and do it.
James, you need a way of finding some people who need the exercise and enjoyment of looking after it in Lancashire. I tell you what, Darwin, Lancashire, right?
That's correct.
All right, if you can do James Buckley's garden, he's 69, he's disabled, email us vine@bbc.co.uk. We will have sorted out one problem in the world today. We have Terry Walton on the phone, do we, Terry?
Hiya, Jeremy, how you doing, yeah?
Very well, from our official allotment in the Rhondda Valley. And what do you think of this?
Hey, brilliant idea, absolutely brilliant. If you want to come out in the dead of night and do my allotment, I'm always willing.
You don't even need to be doing it at night, do you, really? Because, you know, nobody disagrees with this.
Well,
no, I wouldn't have thought so. It'd be a lunatic who disagreed with someone improving the environment, improving the look of the place. Particularly if it's a place which is really unkempt and unwild. So it's an absolutely brilliant idea.
Great. Well, I do it in the middle of the night because I'm quite busy during the day.
What do you do
reason.
Then?
I've been in advertising for years. I'm what they call between jobs at the moment, but I'm an ad man.
Okay. Terry, so...
In between jobs, then why don't you do it during the day?
Well, I have begun to... You see,
good question.
You see, I did begin doing it during the night because I was so nervous. I set my alarm clock for 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want anyone to see what I was doing.
But you look so shifty at night, don't you? I mean, if you do something at night, everyone's going to arrest you.
No one's around.
Do you wear overalls and so on?
Yeah, the most important thing are big, thick rubber gloves because you never know what you're going to start digging up in these spaces. But yeah,
I mean, how much light do you get in? Because I mean, you could be planting things in the wrong spot.
No. You see, this is the great thing about public space is that it's always well lit. If I wanted a garden in a back garden at night, I'd need floodlights. But the street lights,
right.
You know, they're all there for you. It's very easy.
Oh, so you're not actually in these dark, dingy areas, then you're in areas which are well lit.
Well, I'm lucky enough, yeah, that they are well lit, but being well lit at night means they're miserable 24 hours a day.
I don't think the allotment's very well lit at night, Terry, is it?
It's not lit at all. You'd have to have a miner's helmet on and a big torch to find anything up there. I do that for the slug, man. You know, I do go out here with my torch and in the dead of night and actually deal with the slug population, but... I'm expecting to be arrested. I'm surprised you haven't.
Well, you are on the verge of being a guerrilla gardener, aren't you, Terry? Because you've been...
I'm on the verge, yeah. I haven't quite succeeded yet. With my black balaclava and my blackened face, I'm almost a guerrilla gardener.
Thanks, Terry. See ya.
All the best. Cheers, Jeremy.
And Richard Reynolds, stay with us for a second. Because we've got somebody on the phone who wants to say you are brilliant.
Desperado, why don't you come to
me? Glorious, the Eagles' Desperado. We're talking to Richard Reynolds. He is a guerrilla, as Angela Rippon used to say, guerrilla gardener. And that means he goes into places near him, near his house, that he just fills the public spaces that need some plants and need some livening up, and he livens them up, don't you?
That's right.
And see your website now so I don't forget.
Yes, please... Pay a visit to guerrillagardening.org.
Guerrilla Gardening, that's GUER, etc.
Yeah, and sign up, I'll give you a membership card, you get a troop number. Jeremy, you'll be troop number 356.
Really? Are you that early in the process? We've caught you early. Great. Mm-hmm. Helen Green Rouse in Coventry, you want to praise Richard.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Good afternoon, how nice to hear from you.
Fantastic news. I've just got up from being on night, came downstairs, had a drink of water, turned on your show as always, and I thought, what a fantastic idea. I think the man is brilliant, and the people that are... It's so positive. That's what we need. And Britain would be a much better place if there was pockets of Richard everywhere, all over it, because that's what we want to see, the beauty.
There we are, Richard. Your pocket's everywhere.
Wow,
that's what we need.
Thank you very much, and get to work yourself.
I'm going to be there with Richard, helping him.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
fantastic.
It's like people picking up other people's litter, isn't it? Just talking to my colleague, he says he's sitting down and there's a woman leaves a cup of coffee on a wall and he's thinking, what's going on? Has a litter bin 10 yards away?
People with litter. But flowers and beauty, that's what Britain needs.
Yeah.
And
yes.
A wonderful man. Keep up the good work. It's so positive.
Thank you.
That's what we want to hear.
Well done, Helen. Get some kip now.
Thank you, Jeremy. I love your show.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yes. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Heather Newby in Burton-upon-Stather. You don't agree with this?
Well, no, it's not that I don't agree. It's just I think that they need to be more judicious about what they plant.
I see.
You're squeezing out native species, which have precious food places to grow anyway. Weeds may not be attractive, but they are native. Also, Californian redwoods really do belong in California.
But yes. Wouldn't you love one? Oak? Just think about it. 300 feet high, growing out of your local roundabout.
It wouldn't bother me. There are trees on the roundabouts in North Lincolnshire as it is. It's a very well-managed area in that respect. But I think it would be nice if they planted oaks or other
I completely agree that people gorilla garden for all sorts of different reasons. And some people, they've emailed me about native plants and generally native plants are better because they're more likely to survive.
Well,
you know, they're
yes,
suited to the environment.
Well.
Some people will plant vegetables. Because they don't have enough space and they need the vegetables to live off. I've heard of gorilla gardeners in Durban, in the ghetto areas that are doing it for that reason. So, no, I appreciate your concerns.
Yeah, right. I mean, do you go around planting cowslips and things like that, which are disappearing fast from hedgerows?
I know gorilla gardeners that do.
Yeah.
In central London, I've gone for the more sort of traditional lavender bedding plants. You know, foxgloves, people are collecting wild seeds and flowers and then putting them in the motorway verges, which I think is brilliant.
Heather, thank you. Now, we talked about seed bombing and Louise Gale in Hampshire. You've just been seed bombing.
I absolutely have. I've had some seeds sitting on the windowsill for a while and we've got a bit of dead-end land at the end of the close. So I just went down and threw them on.
And did you put them in tissue or mud or what?
No, well, I had them in an envelope, so I just scattered them. They're poppy seeds, so they should come up pretty quickly anyway.
Yeah. Very good.
So you hope, as you return over time, to see something growing there?
Yeah, well, they dug the road up a little while ago at the end. It was just some pipe work they were doing, and they left it, and it's really kind of stony ground. The grass has barely grown, so it looks pretty unsightly. So I just thought, well, I'll just go and throw these poppy seeds at it, because that's the kind of ground they like anyway. So that's
okay.
What I've just done.
We've had a complaint in, Louise and Richard, I want you to listen to this. Peter Willis in Gosport in Hampshire says, what you are doing is illegal, and it's opening the doors to someone being sued. What if a road sign became obscured by one of these plants and caused a crash? These are very serious concerns.
We would have
to get out of his car then, wouldn't we, and have a look at the environment for a change.
Yeah, we'd have to chop. I mean, that's why you have to maintain these areas. You've got to sort them out. I was doing a roundabout where there'd been a car accident, and the chevron sign that is there to make sure people don't drive into it had been knocked down, and it's still knocked down. I mean, that's more serious, and I can't stop putting road signs up. I can make sure they're not obscured.
Okay, let me just do some more comments. It's really fascinating. Chris in Cheshire emails and says, empty planters and roundabouts are legitimate targets, yes. But many patches of waste ground have developed a complex and interesting native plant community which will be threatened by this seed bombing. Sam says, fair play to these guys. They are brightening up dreary and dull areas. Councils are spending tens, hundreds of thousands of pounds. They should be saving the taxpayer money with this. So I think that's support. Robert Ritchie says, this method of gardening is not new. I believe a famous poet, or possibly a politician, it's always hard to tell between the two, isn't it? Used to chuck seeds out of train windows in the early 20th century.
Yeah.
Do you know who it was?
I don't know which politician it was, but I know gorilla gardening's been around for a very long time.
Okay.
Most famous in the 70s in New York.
Right. Dinky and Jane email, and so you must never say that if you're on a radio program, by the way. You've got to say it's new today.
Okay.
And it's really exciting for that reason. It's the first time we've ever heard of it. Dinky and Jane email say, seed bombing is great for roundabouts. Sounds great. Stay away from pieces of common land because they've got their own fragile ecosystems. There are a lot of people worrying about these fragile systems. Thank you, Richard, so much for coming in. Really fascinating. Richard Reynolds, sometimes seed bomber, but mainly a gorilla gardener with his website and his plan to liven up public space. Great to see you.
Thanks.
Oh, and your card. I'll take it. Thank you. I've just been made troop number 356. This Time and Star Sailor. Well, don't forget James Buckley, who called us. He's in Darwin in Lancashire. And he's 69 years old, he's disabled, and he needs some help with his garden. So if we can solve that one thing today, we will feel very good indeed. If you're in Darwin, Lancashire, you could do some gardening for James once a week. That'd be great. Email us, vine@bbc.co.uk. Francis Cunningham in Cheshire says of the Gorilla Gardeners, this is absolutely marvellous. I wish everybody would share his sense of civic pride, just pull together to make things in this country look a little better for everyone. Honestly, Francis says, it doesn't take much. It's just a simple idea like this. We should all agree. But Rob Anthony has emailed and says, I do hope they are not planting trees on roundabouts. They should know this could cause visibility problems, signs being obscured by plants, and that could cause accidents. We're back in the same place tomorrow. We look forward to meeting you then. Matthew Wright is on his way. 88 to 91 FM. It's Radio 2 from the BBC.
Time now for the news at 2 o'clock. This is Fenella Fudge.